Awful. All of these, let's get going. So we were going to start a dialogue, if you remember, between the Seichel and the Nefesh. The Nefesh we defined very, very briefly. We're going to define the Nefesh as that the aspect that's connected to the guf, that wants the gashmis, that wants what it wants. And the seichel is the higher levels, the neshama, that wants to at least pay back a kol shvor for what it owes. That's the dispute we know we have between the drive for ruchnias and the drive for gashmis, represented by the seichel and the nefesh. Okay, I think that's what we discussed last week. Now we're going to start. Vaseichel poinel ha-nefesh. The seichel turns to the nefesh. Vayim borolos v'shomu v'schoirnecho. Yad balas choy leborecha v'mushnach loy muras ha-toyve sh'heitiv loch. Is it clear to you and is it guarded in your memory that you are a Baal Choyv, that you owe your creator? And you are Mushkenes from Loshen Mashkin. You're the Mashkin. You have a mortgage, you know. you're the Mashkin. In repayment for all the goodness that he's done to you. We cannot mechura loy. Smuras chasod of Arabim v'atsumim, and that you are mechura loy. Whatever that means, we'll have a look. We'll see in the Pas Lechem. We'll see the Pirush soon. We'll come back to that. Mechurlo Tmuras in repayment for all the Chesodim, the many Chesodim and great Chesodim he's done for you. As Einar Nefesh, the Nefesh replies back and says, "Ken Adama Boroli V'Shama B'Zichreini." Clear to me, and I've got it. It's in my head. All good. Got it. Kol Tov. Okay. Sounds like all in agreement. Everything's fine. What mechuraloi? It is merich mechuraloi, meshuchenes lo mechuraloi derech ha'olam. The oni kashu zokuk lekesef b'tchila uleiva u'mamashken chofetz. First, when a person needs money, so what does he do? Borrows money and he gives a chofetz as a mashken. He gives his coat or he gives some kind of property as his mashken. So he doesn't set himself for that. Everybody, when they borrow money, then they want to pay it back. Obviously, he's not borrowing money because he's not going to pay it back. He's paying back, he wants to pay it back. So that's why he gives the chayfets and he hopes to be able to pay the chayfets back. If it comes payment date and he can't pay it back, a mashkin over the bainus a malva. So the person who took the mashkin, the malva, becomes the owner of the mashkin. It's like it's sold to the baal, the malva in repayment for the loan. Kera dova gamets alado. Bitchile nafshay mushuchenes leboyret tmuras chasod of a rabbi. In the beginning, your nefesh, your guf, is a mashkin. That's the mashkin in payment for all the goodness Hashem's done for you. When he can't pay back, because the nefesh Hashem told us a few times, you can't pay back. Now I don't know what the ramifications are there, but it comes out that your whole Nefesh is now sort of mechor to Hashem. He's now the Baal. It's his to do what he wants with. It's hard to understand because it was never really yours in the first place. So I know that there be duke, but that's the marshal. Okay. Can't read too much into the marshal. That's the marshal. That's the understanding that you're in debt and the only way you can pay it back is with your life. That's basically the bottom line. Yeah. But this, the Nefesh is clear. So let's mamshi chaseichel differ. So now, you know it's clear, and you've got it clearly planted in your memory that you owe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So are you planning to pay him back at least a little bit of what you owe him? Beit Elasu says, yes, I definitely have intention to pay the Boy Roilom back. Mitpaler Seichel. Now the Seichel is astounded. I don't get it, says the Seichel. How's that possible by you? Your chukka, your desire to this is so weak. Only somebody, the mafil again, somebody who wants to get well is prepared to tolerate the bitterness of the medication. Well, why else would somebody go through terrible physiotherapy and terrible exercises and painful? He wants to get better. Why does he take this ghastly bitter medicine? Why does he starve himself on a diet? He wants to get better. He wants to be healthy. So that's why he's prepared to suffer the pain. Somebody doesn't want to be well, doesn't want healing, he's not going to take the bitter medicine. So nefesh is back. It's not to cost the azu. When he fades him out, the shalom le lokai, the matey vicholti, it's a shame, a gielo mi meni. No, I have a very strong desire and a yearning, ma'od, to pay back Hashem as much as I can, what's due to him from me. But as zorez otioi, velam deini keitzer umal le shalom lo. And you're arousing me, you're giving me chizuk, how and what I need to do to pay him back. If it's true what you say, like you just said now, that you have this deep desire, it could be that the medicine will help you. Excuse me. But if what you're saying is not true, you're only lying to yourself, you're not fooling anybody. Hashem's not fooled. I'm not fooled. If you're fooling anybody, you're only fooling yourself. One of my rabbis said, I don't care if you lie to the whole world, just stop lying to yourself. Yeah, to lie to the world is not a good thing. I'm not saying it was a heter. Well, you know, people, whatever. But stop fooling yourself. Stop pretending to be something you're not. So you're only fooling yourself. All the doctor loses if you don't take your medicine is the effort that he put into trying to help you. You, the sick guy, you're just going to get worse and worse. You're going to get sick more. The doctor's not going to get sick. The kid doesn't want to take the medicine, so the doctor's not going to suffer from it. So the nefesh asks, "Where is the nefesh? For kaitzad uchaladat im tukosi l'shalem l'boyre gmul hi amitis o kozemis." But how can I know? It's quite an honest nefesh, this is a very honest nefesh. How can I know, he says, if my yearning, my desire is genuine or forged? My discussion between my seich and my goof looks very different to this, by the way. This guy's nefesh is fairly on board, you know? This is a very holy nefesh, quite an honest, dedicated guy. Let's see. So the seichel says like this: Im tukosech novat mitoch yedir brura bo'etem magmul she'atchayves lelokim. If your desire to do what you're saying you want to do to pay back a kodesh boruch hu is coming from a clear knowledge, how great you are chayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ein b'yecholtech l'shalem oto, and you have no way of paying him back. There has to be a yedia brura. The first thing you need before any of the starts is a yedia brura. How much I'm chayev to Hashem, and that there's no ways I can even start paying him back. V'ki b'rufeinach v'tashlum ha'gmul tolu mefaltech v'ki b'yishtadlusech bo tolu Atzloseich mi'anoshim v'chayeich hanitzchim. Sorry. There's a lot here. Let's try and break this down. You have a clear knowledge of how much you owe and how impossible it is to pay it back. And that because of your rifyon, your negligence, your lack of alacrity in paying this back, that's why you're mepaltech, that's why you're in the matzah furim, that's why you've had this fall, because you were negligent in starting to pay back. And that it's only through your hishtadlus that your hatzlocha, sorry, that your hatzola from the punishments and that your eternal life is tolu on your efforts, and then your yearning will be amitis and your rotten to paying back will flow from an eternal hagosha, from an emotional, from a good place, from a place that's headed towards eternity. I mean, first you have to recognize how much you owe. Then you have to recognize how impossible it is to pay back. And then you have to realize that the matzah you're in at the moment is because of your rifyoy, your just being lazy, being negligent, not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that your atzlocha and your atzola and your netzris is all dependent on the effort you make. No one else can do it for you. That's the first step. Then you'll know that your yearning is coming from the right place. But if your desire to get close to Hashem and to serve Hashem and to pay back Hashem is not coming from that knowledge, that recognition, then you must know that your desire is very twisted. It's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Okay, so there's a lot of work to do here. I can close the safe for now, and that's the rest of my life. We spend working on that. Just coming to recognize how much you owe. You have to spend time doing that. It's not enough to say, oh, yeah, no. Hashem gave me a lot. He gave me my eyes and my heart and my, yeah, and my own Hashem plenty. That's a good place to start, but it's got to be day in and day out. That part of one's musta say, the part of one's internalization, walking around completely indebted and unable to pay back the debt. And maintaining a certain level of simcha at the same time as well. You're not supposed to become depressed and miserable. Oh, lo avoid a pashut bichlal. The tema nefesh. The nefesh says, "Bitchila afal pishin isorati lavoid es Hashem al yedei shulemadeti bedivrei hayomim kadmoinim sheovru." It says, even though that my original arousal to avoid es Hashem was what I'd learned from the chronicles, from the writings of the earlier ones that came before us, Kate said, "Non shall reshaim, how the reshaim get punished, the dora mobile, the dora flogger, vadas koirach v'domayim." You learn Torah, you see what happens to the reshaim, you see what they get the Jew. The Kate said, "Kibla tzadikim scha," and you see how the tzadikim get scha, kagon avosei no Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'bonav v'dora midbar. But also I said, "I know your tzoyni chalash v'tukosi kizevus." Nevertheless, my desire was very weak, and my desire was very wasn't straight. I don't say this borrowly, emtzaut hachochma. Until it became clear to me via the chochma, imashi askate hu emes, that what you're saying is true. Chilazen is borrowly al yedei isoyrus atayra, like we saw earlier. First, it comes about as an Israelis from the Torah. And then it came about from the Hachocha that was coming down from the Seichel. Until my desire turned around, changed to become true, and my desire was to be strong. Okay. Take from this what you want. There's so much here. It's beyond comprehension. This little conversation, this dialogue has so much in it. And, I don't know where to start penetrating into it.
I think it's like what you said with the rest of the sefer. You know, you got to just go through it, see it, let it sit. And we'll have to see it again because there is Iran.
Find some chances here, but you have to find some molecule here that you can take with you. I think the first thing that comes from here is very important, and that is for me, there's a whole safer lurking in these few paragraphs. The first thing that struck me was that you first have to stop and ask yourself, where is this coming from? Where is this desire for Ruchnis coming from? Where is this desire for Kiruv Hashem coming from? Where is this desire for Avodas Hashem coming from? How genuine is it? Is it flowing from a sense of debt, from a sense of hishtabdus, from a sense of, I'm even going to pay back Hashem for kula chasodim, kula gmul, David HaMelech speaks about it all the time. How will I ever, if there's a sense of that, on whatever level, on a person's level, not on the levels here that he's, he has a sense that it's just too much. What Hashem does for me is kulu chesed. You ask somebody, how's he doing? He says, you really mean that? Okay, So then your yearning, your desire is coming from this place of indebtedness and of a chorus of toiv and of wanting to give. Sometimes it comes from other places. Going back to all the other places it comes from. We see there are plenty very spiritual goyim, so-called spiritual goyim. They're very spiritual. They're going to be the most evil people in the world, but they're not spiritual. They're searching and they're yearning for ruchas. It's coming from a self-centered kind of a place, not coming from a place of a sense of indebtedness. I think that's the first thing a person has to work on, for me anyway, is to work on just appreciating that you're in debt. You don't like being in debt. Nobody likes owing anybody anything. A person has to have a real deep sense of neediness and indebtedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He starts with debt and indebtedness. I mean, and the Yetzer Hara has lots of tricks of how he twists at it. No, you really can't. Who asked? I didn't really ask to be here. I was in Gan Eden, things were fine. I have to come down here. The kulu kulu chesed Hashem is doing for you. And then how do you pay him back? How do you buy a birthday present for somebody who has everything? Let's just call a simple spade a spade. Where are you going to pay him back? There's nothing you can give him. What are you going to do for him? At least do what he asked you to do for you, not for him. He's asking you to do it for you. At least do that. Somebody, you owe him a lot. You did your big favor. So he asked you to do him a small little favor or whatever. Can you just run an errand for him? So why you jump to do it? Because you're feeling indebted. You owe the guy. You know that. So I think just on my level anyway, I've got to focus more on recognizing the indebtedness. But there's depths within depths within depths. Why did he choose a seichel with a nefesh or whatever? He could have just had Yankel, Rebbe Spinker told me he's the seichel and the nefesh. I don't have a maftach to understand this sugya. Anyway. Let's maybe look at one more. He's longing now. There's another conversation actually becomes everyone starts making long speeches. Up to now, everyone just said very short things, and the paragraphs start getting very long. Okay, let's start where we're holding. We've got a few minutes here. If what you've just said now is true. First of all, separate yourself from the evil food that you are habituated in. And then strengthen yourself to tolerate the tsar of the refuah. And then you're going to have to tolerate, you're going to have to savor, you're going to have to deal with the terrible bitterness of the medicine and its evil taste. And what you're saying is true, so now it's going to be torture. Well, who says, I pay back Hashem because of torture? That's what Hashem likes. He wants my pain, he wants my suffering. A dysfunctional father, what in heaven? What are we talking about? Was that a logical step from what's just happened here. Let's see. Close the nefesh. Mahu al-ichal ha-ra'ash ani regilobo. What is this evil food that I'm habituated in? Because he's talking in marshals here. The nefesh understands. Toina Seichel, Yamida Hamaguna, Fihishtalta Alecha, Mirachis Yitzirech. It's that despicable midah that's been ruling over you from the moment you were created. And the koiches that get stronger and stronger from the beginning of your beginning to develop. What midah are we talking about and what koiches strengthens it? The despicable midas you've got are plenty, many, many, many. Long list. If you track them down to their source, you'll see two things. First of all, it's the love you have for your body and the pleasures of the body, the food and the drink and all the other needs of the body. You need them and you have to give your body that. But we think about the love of it, being immersed in it. This midah you learned from your neighbor, the body. The shochen ra is your body. That's the first midah. You're learning this midah from your body. You're following your body. Your body is, that's what he wants. He wants pleasure. Well, midah sheni is he. You're lording over it. You're ruling. You're lording over other people. Gaiva, and an elevated lathe, jealousy. That causes you to pay back the people that helped you, did good for you, pay them back scantily. That's your brother and your close relative. So what koiches should I hold back from myself? We can go on. You want to stop? You must just tell me. You got 2 more minutes, 3 more minutes, Jonathan?
I've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, so let's learn. In 2 minutes, we'll stop. Let's go fight. We can come back and cover it again next week. Hamutoros ba'achila, shtia, hilbosha, shena, munochus hanefesh, aguf, v'shalves hanefesh, v'doyme lezeh. The koiches that machzik this midah, it gives the guf, it's midah ra, its strength, or the extraneous eating, the drinking, the clothes, the sleeping, the munochus hanefesh, the holidays, the shalves hanefesh, all the things we're looking for, you know. Manana, just no effort. Just everything's got to go. You work hard for 20 years so you can retire and just do nothing. That's what mechazaks the mid of taiva. Then there's the mid of gaiva. Those are the two midas that we struggle with. That's the juggler and the king. We juggle between taiva and gaiva. Those are the two basic dynamics that we're grappling with. You look in Feldman's Sefer, the juggling the king, the whole Sefer is about this. So what's mechazik the gaiva? Ema diburim hayimutorim. I'm seeing that more and more and more. I'm telling you, it keeps coming up. Speech is a dangerous creature. Silence is where you have to go. Adiburim hayimutorim. Speaking too much. Himotsus. Midai rabba, the chevres bnei adam, always hang around with people, schmoozing, talking, always, you know, there's always the Knesset meetings taking place, and you're always part of all the discussions. He started to try and find favor in their eyes, to try and be part of the chevra. The love a person has for the praise and the honor that he gets from people. The jealousy we have of them because of what they've acquired. But what is lachatz aleim lo itzi miyodem es shelem, and putting pressure on them to give you what they've got. Insulting them and talking about them negatively, what you're saying, Mr. Nefesh, is true. You really want to pay back Hashem for all the good he's done for you. Distance yourself from all your power from these midas that I've mentioned now. And then I'll take you into the first gate of refuah. So says the nefesh, and we'll end with this. Kashali leparod mitvarim eile mipnei shani regila b'em zman rav. The hardest thing to do is to change something that you regular with, that you're habituated in. Don't break a habit. That's a mod kashe. L'chein l'madet l'mdeini na b'tuvcha keitze nuch l'frush mehem b'kalut. How am I going to get rid of them easily? That's the question that the nefesh is asking the seichel. You're telling me I'm going to get rid of these two midas. We're dealing with gaiva and taiva. There's the two koichases on each one that drives each one and strengthens each of these two midas. And in order to move forward, paying back Hashem, generally what you want to pay back for, you somehow have to unravel these two midas. And it's very, very difficult. Now, on our level in the world we live in, we have to be very careful with this. Okay, we have to talk about the dangers here, because you start doing this too seriously, the Eitz HaRa is going to be dancing also, because he's going to love watching you not eat and drink and punish yourself for not sleep enough so you'll be able to learn. There's a bayag gadol, the bochrim and the yeshiva that don't sleep enough don't function as well as the ones that do. Remember which of the gadolim said that a matzmid is somebody who eats when it's time to eat, sleeps when it's time to sleep, and learns when it's time to learn. It must be not somebody who doesn't sleep but doesn't eat. They were gedolim that were able to do it. They were able to learn 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, and they became great from that. Today, you don't become great from that. Today, you'll just harm yourself. So we have to know how to balance it, but at the same time, make sure we're not using that as an excuse to tell the Eitz HaRa, that person has to eat healthy, person has to eat. Well, you need koyach. If you're learning Torah, you're working, you have to be healthy. You come home and you haven't eaten, and you're miserable, and you're irritable. You haven't got time for the kids. You haven't got time for it's a lot of. We have to find the strike balance here. But let's assume we'll look at this again. It's a fascinating conversation taking place here. And it really resonates. It's a conversation we have with ourselves often. So hopefully. So
very interesting.
Bezrat Hashem to be continued. Sorry about the delay. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll invite you next week. Thank God. Bezrat Hashem.
Perfect. Sure. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Take care. Zygus going to all the best.
Take care. Bye.